Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk. With your host, Todd McCluskey. On CJSF 90.1 FM.
All right, Punk Rock Nation, thanks for tuning in. I've got Mike Shepherd with me here today. First up from Melbourne, Australia, the Sassy, the Trashy, Amel, and the Sniffers here on the Blurred Crusade. We'll be right back. CJSF 90.1 FM. This is the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. And I've got a co-host today, Mr. Mike Shepherd. How are you doing, Mike?
Good, Todd. Thanks for having me back. It's good to be back. First time since before COVID, I guess.
Yeah, when was the last time you were on? I can't even remember.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm not sure. I think we had did a show with a lot of the fall, a few fall songs and some others, but it's definitely 6 months or a few months before COVID.
I'm sure it was a real cracker.
Yes.
Anyway, in that indeed. Opening set, we'll get into that. We started off with Amel and the Sniffers, Westgate from Big Attraction 2017. And then we had some brand new stuff out of Montreal, La Securite. How do you say that, Mike? Are you a francophone?
I think it's La Securite.
That sounds better than my feeble attempt.
There's a couple accents in there.
Yeah, a brand new track from them, and the song was called Anyway from their album Stay Safe.
Very good.
Then we got into some local stuff, Dish Rags, I Don't Love You from Three,
compilation?
There you go, a compilation from 2014, and then we ended off with Susie and the Banshees, City and Dust, from Tinderbox 1986. Apparently, Susie Sue sets off a European tour this July, so that's something to look forward to if you're over there in Europe. Also, I wanted to mention some sad news out of New York last week. On May 19th, 2023, the Smiths bassist Andy Rourke passed away.
Yeah, indeed, it's sad news, Todd. It's one of my favorites from the day. Some fantastic music. I know Andy was a full part of that, regardless of what Morrissey says. But when you're reading through the obits, there's some fantastic information about Andy, and such a nice guy and such an integral part of a great band.
Absolutely, and I've talked about it before, but you know, back in the mid-80s, I was doing a show up here when the station was called CJIV, and there was no bigger band than the Smiths at that time. I mean, they were killer. They were all over the place. And the other thing that I've talked about before, you and I actually met at the Johnny Marr concert in 2018. Where was that? At the Vogue, correct?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, for sure. We enjoyed that together. Fantastic. Played, I think, four or five Smith songs, and we had a great time. And he was excellent. He was great. Seems like a nice guy. It's sometimes you run into performers that aren't so nice, and it sort of turns you off someone that you've really liked for decades now. So yeah, we had a great time with great songs and great performance by Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny Marr, definitely a guy you'd probably like to have a beer with, probably an English brew. Mm-hmm. But anyway, sadly, Andy Rourke passed away, as I said, and he was 59.
And then I shut myself. So drink, drink, drink and be ill tonight. From
flying bullet. to do. I stole and I lied and why? Because you asked me to. But now you make me feel so ashamed because I've only got two hands. But I'm still fond of you. Oh, so what difference does it make?
This is CGSF 90.1 FM, and you're listening to the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. Wow, that was great stuff. We had the Smiths there, a triple shot of the Smiths featuring the late, great, and the very melodic bass player, Andy Rourke. We had Unhappy Birthday to start things off from Strange Ways. Here We Come, 1987. From 1986, we had There Is a Light That Never Goes Out from The Queen Is Dead. And we ended up with What Difference Does It Make from their debut, 1984. Mike Shepherd is here today, co-hosting. Mike, you had another quote, some information about the late, great Andy Rourke.
I do, yeah. I brought something in here. I just wanted to say before I get to it, I'm wondering if There Is Light That Never Goes Out will be played at funerals, or if it has been recently for people that like this band and like this type of music, because it, you know.
I mean, if you check on YouTube, it seems probable.
Yeah, right. Okay. Good. I haven't looked, but I would assume that they could play that at mine, that's for sure. So I subscribe to Nick Cave's Q&A, weekly Q&A emails that go out, and so fans send in a question, and Nick does the answer. I call him Uncle Nick now because I look for guidance from him sometimes. So this last week, this came in from someone from Houston. I just heard that Andy Rourke, the bassist of the Smiths, has died. I'm not sure why I'm mentioning this to you. This is to Nick Cave. It just makes me sad. I don't really have anyone else to mention it to. I love the Smiths. I found it profoundly amazing how many lives music can touch, how many experiences and memories are created through it. I'm not sure I'm putting that into words right. It makes me think, did he know that years after his band's prime, people like me would still be listening? Anyway, it goes on a little bit, and sort of at the end it rounds up with, I suppose I'm partially sending this to you as a way to thank you for your music as well, and I wish I could thank everyone else. I wish I'd, you know, merely just enjoy it, but that's not the right word. So something more like affected me profoundly throughout pivotal periods of my life might be more accurate. I hope you understand. This is someone named A from Houston, and so Nick responds with, Dear A, I know I said I'd be off the grid for a couple of weeks, but he's in the studio. He started writing new material with the Bad Seeds, but I was very moved by your beautifully articulated response to the sad passing. I think we can all benefit from reading your letter to understand that the business of making music is no trivial matter, and that what is created indeed reaches out long past all of us. God bless Andy Rourke, God bless the Smiths, and God bless you all. That's from Uncle Nick.
Well said, Nick Cave. Yep. Andy Rourke, rest in peace. Right, The Cure in town at Rogers June 2nd. I've got my tickets. I'm heading down there with the crazy Norwegian. It's going to be a Friday night. It's going to be a lot of fun. Mike, are you going to The Cure?
Not yet. I have been the last, I think it was, let's see, saw them at Deer Lake, whenever it was, 4 or 5 years ago, and then at the Coliseum back in the day. It might be a game time decision for me, and I think it's something I'll regret if I don't go.
Yeah, I mean, I saw them at the Coliseum. That was, I think, 92.
Yeah,
and something like that. As I mentioned on a couple programs before, I had pretty good tickets in 92, and the price was $29.50 at the Coliseum. And tickets this time around, $245 for decent tickets at Rogers. But what else am I going to do? Sit at home and watch TV. So yeah, I'm excited to go.
Sure.
So, yeah, so in that set, we had The Cure, and that was Open from Wish, 1992. That was the 30th anniversary edition that I picked up from Hooked on Phono a few weeks ago. And then before that, we had Interpol, The Rover, from their 6th studio album, Marauder, 2018, and we started that whole set off with Joy Division from Manchester, England. The song Disorder, Unknown Pleasures, released June 15th, 1979. Some great tracks in that set, some more great tracks coming up. But Mike, we were talking about a book that just came out.
Yeah, it may not be the best segue from an Ian Curtis song, but this fellow Jason Scherrs, whose podcast is, I guess, broadcast on CJSF.
Yeah, Jason Scherrs.
Jason Scherrs has written a book about the therapeutic advantages of punk rock and being a punk rock singer, which looks very interesting. I've picked it up recently. I haven't got through it yet, but it basically talks about how this has helped him and guide him through some tough times in his life. And there's a bunch of musicians and therapists and advocates that step in with this in this book, and it looks like it's fantastic. And you, as you're a punk singer, what do you think?
I think punk rock is very therapeutic, very cathartic, so I would agree with Jason Scherrs. I have read that book a little bit. I've skimmed through it. It looks like an excellent read. And what was the website for that?
Oh, yes, for sure. ScreamTherapyHQ.com.
Awesome. So, check that out. A great read. Right now on Blurred, we have brothers Jay and Michael Aston. This is Gene Loves Jezebel.
You.
Well, time flies when you're having fun on the Blurred Crusade. I've got Mike Shepherd here with me. Thanks for coming in, Mike. Great to see you again.
Well, thanks for having me, Todd. It's been great. And I have to say, I really enjoyed going back over the show. La Securite, it sticks out for me, that song. I don't remember what it's called.
A great new band from Montreal. Yeah. In that set, we finished off with The Sound and a track called Winning from The Lion's Mouth, 1981. And prior to that, we had The Church, Reptile from Starfish, 1988. And we started the whole thing off with Gene Love, Jezebel, Over the Rooftops from Discover, 1986. We're going to have to get you back in here soon, Mike.
Can't wait. Yeah, anytime, Todd. I'd really enjoy it.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. Thanks for tuning in. And I will see you next Wednesday at noon, Thursdays at midnight. Adios.
You've been listening to The Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, Todd McCluskey. Join us again next week for more Blurred Memories.